This country's gone to hell, literally. It's already there, folks. When the Ayatollah Khomeini called this country the Great Satan, he was closer to the truth than anybody can ever realize. Listen to this, folks. Florida troopers have been concealing that they're tipped off to suspected drug smugglers by undercover FBI agents who supplied the very drugs the suspects were charged with possessing. This is what's coming out in Florida now. The FBI also rigged some of the suspects' cars so agents could immobilize the vehicles by remote control, giving the troopers an excuse to question the drivers. In other words, they would disable the car would have to pull off the highway. Along would come a trooper, see them pulled off the highway and stop to say, you know, what are you doing? Who are you? Can I see your driver's license? You mind if I look in your trunk? And of course, you know, nowadays, if you say, no, you can't look in my trunk, which is your right, they have no reason to search your trunk unless they're conforming to the clause in the Constitution in the Fourth Amendment, which protects us from unreasonable search and seizure. If you say, no, you can't open my trunk, they say that that's probable cause, and now they can force you to open your trunk or arrest you. You see how crazy this has all gotten? It's insane. They also have another trick, too. They'll have a dog, and they'll say, do you mind if we walk the dog around your truck? And they train the dog by hand signal to bark. And so when the officer gives that hand signal, the dog barks, and then the officer says the dog has detected that there's drugs in this vehicle from sniffing around the outside. It's all bullshit, folks. It's a scam. And then they use that as probable cause to search your car. Used to be we had police officers whose job was to serve and protect. Now we have law enforcement officers who are worse than some of the criminals. In fact, might be worse than most of the criminals. They are criminals in my book. Now, because of this testimony, it's just coming out in court in Florida and the investigations that are being conducted. There's defense lawyers in at least three different counties are going to ask the court to reopen cases involving drug convictions. Even the judge is really upset about this, and the judge has made a public statement that there may be many hundreds of people in jail who don't belong there. Isn't this is weird, huh? But I've told you about this all along. I know you didn't believe me, but it's true. This is what they do. If you're a law enforcement officer listening, you know, if you're doing this kind of stuff, you're just a crook. You're just a scum-sucking criminal like the rest of them. If you're lying in court to get people convicted, you're just a scum-sucking criminal. You're a perjurer. You're not worth dog crap. And don't give me this. Well, if you didn't do that, we couldn't send the guilty parties to jail. Let me tell you something. If you can't convict them honestly, they're not the guilty parties, dummy. It also means that you're incompetent and can't do your job. Got that? Huh? Amazing. Representatives of the FBI, the Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, of course, have declined to comment. You've been caught, man. But you see, they know what most of the people they deal with don't know. You don't have to talk to anybody. Most people are in jail because they talk to their own self into jail. They volunteered to go. A judge told me that one time. He said, most people are in jail because they volunteered to go. It's true, believe it or not. Now, the issue arose, folks, a little over a week ago, on a Tuesday, during a federal cocaine trial for three men. Their lawyers are trying to have the charges dismissed because of the practice of what they call ruse stops. In other words, the whole thing's rigged from the beginning. The FBI goes and finds some stupid jerk, convinces him to buy the drugs and transport them to another place. They then sell him the drugs, and they even load the drugs into the guy's car. They send him on his way, and they then tip off the troopers as to what car he's driving and all that kind of stuff, and they set the whole thing up. You might wonder, where does the FBI get all these drugs? Well, I've been telling you for years, it's the government's bringing the drugs in the country. It couldn't be done any other way. There's drugs in every city, every town, every burg, every little tiny crossroads in this country, every truck stop. You can buy all the drugs of any kind that you want. No problem. And the only way that could happen is they're being brought in under the veil of national defense, and cargo's labeled top secret in military planes and ships. And then they're distributed. Since World War II, the intelligence community has a partnership with the underworld. And what major portion of the underworld have they never, ever gone after? How come they're always picking on the Italians? How come they're always picking on the Italians? How come old Meyer Lansky's mob ain't never been touched? Might want to ask yourself that question, bozo. Strickland testified that a ruse stop was when a highway patrol trooper pulls over suspected criminals, fully knowing that their car is loaded with drugs, and has been tampered with by FBI or Drug Enforcement Administration agent. He testified that troopers, by the way, Fulton is a state trooper, he testified that troopers who made new stops routinely falsified information on sworn arrest affidavits to protect FBI informants and avoid letting suspects know they were targets of federal investigation. That's what you call, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That's perjury. Perjury's not a misdemeanor. It's a major felony. These guys are criminals. You know, another judge told me one time, he said, if you really want to know who tells the most lies in court, it's the police. And when he said police, he meant all police. FBI, your city police, your state police, all of them. He said, they lie more than anybody else who sits on the witness stand. And I said, well, if you know this, why do you allow it? He said, I'm not the investigator. It's not my job to prove it. I'm the mediator in the court. My job is to rule the courtroom. Now, if somebody else can put a witness on the stand and prove that the guy perjured himself, then I will make sure that that person gets charged with perjury and gets locked up. But it's not my job to do that, to investigate, to find out. He said, but I know. I sit up here every day, and I know who's lying and who's telling the truth. But the way our adversarial court system is set up, nothing I can do about it unless somebody challenges it and somebody proves in court that one of the witnesses told a lie. Even though I know that they're lying, I said, what makes you want to be a judge in some kind of system like this? He looked me right in the eye. He said, the pay is really good. There are some honest judges out there, folks. There just aren't a whole lot of them. There really aren't a whole lot of them. Strickland testified that troopers who made roof stops routinely falsified information on sworn arrest affidavits to protect FBI informants and avoid letting suspects know they were targets of federal investigation. You make a false statement on a sworn affidavit, that's perjury. Clear and simple. In 1998, Strickland and another trooper arrested Michael Flynn, Norman DuPont, and Dewey Davis. The troopers had watched undercover agents load. Listen to this. Here's the troopers. These are the state troopers whose job it is to arrest criminals, to seek out and arrest criminals and protect the rest of us, okay? The troopers had watched undercover federal agents load 220 pounds of cocaine into Flynn's trunk earlier that day. And they didn't arrest the federal agents, which is what they should have done. What they should have done. See, the whole system is corrupt. The whole system is corrupt. Now, what are federal agents doing in the state of Florida doing this kind of stuff? They have no jurisdiction except over things involving interstate or international crime, or crimes that are involved in the Federal District of Columbia, the territories, ports, dockyards, ships, military bases, things like that. This country's gone to hell, literally. It's already there, folks. When the Ayatollah Khomeini called this country the Great Satan, he was closer to the truth than anybody can ever realize. And I don't care if it makes you mad. If you want to play in fantasy land, go find yourself a sandbox to stay the hell away from me. I don't want to get contaminated with your ignorance and stupidity. I'm dealing with reality. And if you're listening to this broadcast, you better be able to deal with it also. It's amazing. Troopers who made roof stops routinely falsified information on sworn arrest affidavits. Troopers watched undercover agents load 220 pounds of cocaine into Flynn's trunk earlier that day. Strickland said the troopers also knew that FBI agents had rigged Flynn's engine so that it could be shut down by a remote-controlled kill switch. Is that legal for them to do that? Hell no, it's not. Was it legal to be tampering with his car? Hell no, it's not. Did they have a right to do anything with his car? Hell no, not unless they fulfill the requirements for a warrant. And even then, that only allows them to search for specific people or specific things, not to damage somebody else's property. When the troopers encountered Flynn's stopped Lincoln Town car on a highway, they had to find independent probable cause other than what they already knew from the FBI to search the trunk. Strickland told Flynn there was an emergency fuel turnoff switch in the trunk of the Lincoln Town car that had probably tripped by accident. Stupid of him to do that. But Flynn did not want to open the trunk, and the arrest report said that made the troopers suspicious, and the FBI was left out of the arrest report. You see, if they're suspicious, that's probable cause. Lawyers for the three defendants asked the judge, Elizabeth Jenkins, to order an investigation and said there could be hundreds of wrongly convicted people in prison. She did not indicate when she would rule, but she indicated that she was very upset about all of this and that there could very well be hundreds, many hundreds of wrongly convicted people in prison.